Hey, welcome to Listen Bitch with your host, Brandon Lynette. I really should have fucking called this the Brandon Lynette Show because that has been my lifelong dream of just like, this is my life, it's my show, right? I mean, bitch, it is, right? But Listen Bitch just sounds better. So here we are. Today, I want to jump into gratitude. The what, the why, and the how, bitch. I mean, I'm going to be honest. Everywhere I look, it seems like everyone is cultivating a gratitude practice. But my question is, what do they mean by that? And does it offer any genuine benefits, right? We want tangible shit, not the warm and fuzzies. It's part of that obsession I have of like, I like when people are like, oh my gosh, you motivate me, you inspire me. And then a year later, they're saying the same thing, but they haven't done anything. Bitch, I do not want to motivate you. I do not want to inspire you. I want to be the catalyst for you making a fucking change in your life. Making a change in your life. And I can tell you one of the things that has really made a difference in my life is gratitude. So to help you gain a clearer picture, here's the ultimate guide to gratitude. Straight up. What the fuck is gratitude? In the simplest terms, gratitude is a practice during which you are actively thankful and appreciative of whatever may be in your life. I mean, bitch, you have a life. Start there. You can hear this. You're alive. You're breathing. You've got a phone in your hand. You have things. There's always a place to start when it comes to gratitude. It's been proven to have several advantages for your emotional and mental well-being, as well as your physical health. I mean, the fact of the matter is gratitude is sexy. What are the benefits of a gratitude practice? According to a number of bitches studying this, cultivating and building a gratitude practice into your everyday life can have a huge number of benefits. So some of these things are going to be like boosting your immune system. This is going to help boost and strengthen your mood and your sense of well-being. A regular gratitude practice has been shown to reduce stress levels. This makes happy bitches. When stress is present, our immune system is less ready to tackle any potential threats. And this leaves us vulnerable to illness and disease. Mad bitch, right? What kind of bitch are you? You want to be a happy bitch, right? This is the thing that really frustrates me. In society, we have bought into the media, the news, the drama, all the bullshit. And these are things that are cultivating mad bitches, right? Because they want you in a state of fear. They want you in a state of worry. They want you sick because there's money and illness. So as long as you're stressed out, your body's going to be fucked up. We can just tune everything out. Everything. I'm talking media. Get off social media for a while. Just kind of unplugging and rewinding. Doing all the things. Getting outside into the sun. These are things that are going to change our experience in life. Reduce stress. Increases our immune response and it helps keep your heart in great shape, right? So if you're feeling good, your body's feeling good, your mind is feeling good, you're feeling good. You don't have to get stuck in this bullshit fear factor, sick, stress, anxiety ridden bullshit. You're gonna be a chilled bitch. Reduce your stress, increase your immune response. By keeping your mental health strong, by being mentally aware, present, coherent, and healthy, you're helping your body stay fit and well. Sexy bitch. Uplift your mood and outlook on life. Gratitude can play a large role in reducing symptoms of both anxiety and depression. Girl, I know we struggle with that. We all fucking struggle with that. We're hitting rock bottom. We're not feeling good. You want to boost feelings of well-being. You want to get out of that hole of depression and self-loathing and self-pity. Be a confident bitch. And that starts with gratitude. It's going to boost your overall look on life, helping you feel more optimistic about both your present day life. And you'll actually be able to start focusing on what you want in that future. Being a positive bitch, right? Gratitude allows you to feel more satisfied with your life and allows you to be happy with less. Both of which are important for happiness. Honestly, I've struggled with the law of attraction. I've struggled with hacking it and trying to make it work for me. And I've realized that it's always fucking working. Whether I believed in it or not, whether I was trying to make it work for me or not, it's always there. And the law of attraction states that if you are happy with everything you have and you can feel like you have everything you want, that's the secret hack, right? But you have to start at square one, and that is gratitude, being thankful for everything you have and not in this constant need of more or comparison or telling yourself that this isn't enough, what you have is not enough. They have something better. She looks better. He dresses better. He has a nicer car. She has a bigger house. That comparison is going to kill you every fucking time. Be thankful for what you have. And I promise what you have is something that someone else is praying for. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you're driving a beater car. Maybe it's not the hottest, but I promise there's someone riding next to you on a bicycle that couldn't even afford that car that's like, damn, bitch, I wish I had that shit. Listen, bitch, you have to start in gratitude. It's going to make your existing relationship stronger and help you form new relationships more effectively. This will allow you to appreciate the smaller things that others do for you and that you can do for them. This creates a loved bitch. How can you build a gratitude practice? It doesn't have to be difficult. It's going to be small rituals, your daily routine that help you feel gratitude. I'll give you some tips. You're going to want to notice the little things. You can cultivate gratitude simply by noticing the little things. Every day, pick three things that you're grateful for. Whether it's a good cup of coffee, the sight of your pet, or just a sunny day. This helps to train your brain to notice the small things. I mean, I could go on a rant about the things I'm grateful for, but it's none of these things. I'm really fucking grateful for those moments where I can sit and meditate and really just tune everything out and get in touch with my immortal energy. And that's the truth. Getting in touch with God, feeling, like the truth is, in this world, sometimes we get caught up in being alone, and we're truly not. We are bigger than that. We are part of something huge. We are part of a higher consciousness. I call that God, call it what you want, but you get it, right? Maybe your house isn't full of three large, annoying, loud asshole dogs like mine is. You can be thankful for your pet. I'm thankful when my teenagers are home to take care of them. Just starting to train your brain to notice the small things. That's what it is. The small things, like I go outside and, it's not humid, it's not muggy, and the sun is shining and there's a little breeze. Like, that is the perfect day for me. So much gratitude in that. I go and sit by the lake. We live by Lake Michigan. It's fucking beautiful. Listen, bitch, you want to find gratitude. It's always in nature. Always in nature. Maybe not necessarily in the things that you have around you, because they don't mean shit. That big screen TV doesn't mean shit. That phone doesn't mean shit. Yeah, they're cool things to have. They're great things to have. But getting into nature is where true gratitude starts. When you notice things that make you feel joy, even for a minute, you'll naturally feel gratitude. Start a gratitude journal. Take a few moments each night to list the things that you're grateful for. This will force you to think about and acknowledge them and help you get familiar with the feeling of gratitude. Building gratitude is like training any muscle. The more you practice, bitch, the stronger the ability will get. Before you know it, you'll be incorporating gratitude into your daily life automatically. It will become the best habit you will ever develop. Be a grateful bitch. I love you.